This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to Torah Shows with Maimon Elbaz and the Living Mishnah series. Mishnah 748 is dedicated as Hizchus Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Freilich Eliezer Ben Shoshana Reisel. The Mishnah today is in Seder Nezikin, Mesechet Horiot, Paragimel Mishnah Vav, and it's a famous Mishnah. It discusses priorities in mitzvot. Which mitzvah in front of you goes first? So Torah Shows will use pictures and cartoons to illustrate the Mishnah. And I thank Chaim Lacks for sponsoring. It should be his chos for Sheindol Bas Mamo Frimid and Kamen Ben Chaim Aleim HaShalom. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro Kodem Et Chaveiro. Kol HaTadir means something that's more frequent, goes before a mitzvah that's not frequent. So a good example of this would be, is when you have Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Shabbat. Do we bring the Korban Musaf, the two sheep of Shabbat, or do we bring the Rosh Chodesh Korbanot? There's 11 Korbanot brought on Rosh Chodesh. So says the Mishnah that Kol HaTadir Mechaveru Kol Mechaveru. So since the Shabbat is more common than Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf, Korban of Shabbat, is brought before the Rosh Chodesh Korbanot. Says the Mishnah, V'chol ha-mekudash mechaveiro kodem et chaveiro. Whatever is more holy than his friend goes before the friend. So an example of this would be if you have a Korban Chatat and a Korban Olah to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. So a chatat is considered mekudash more because it brings a kapara for the sinner in a greater way than an olah. And therefore, the chatat's blood would be sprinkled before an olah. Now, you might ask me a good question. So why is tzitzit put on before tefillin? We know tefillin are more mekudash than tzitzit. And we just said when something's more mekudash, it goes first. Tefillin is so holy, it has the name of Hashem 42 times written in it. So, the famous answer is that tzitzit is used 7 days a week, whereas tefillin is not. You don't use tefillin on Shabbat and Yom Tov. So therefore, tzitzit is the tadir, which was the beginning of the Mishnah that said when something is tadir, it goes first. And others say it's because we want to train ourselves to be malim b'kodesh. You start with one mitzvah, which is tzitzit, then you go higher up. Okay, so that's the reason why we put on our tzitzit, our talit first, and then the tefillin. Because of tadir v'shein or tadir, tadir kadim, and also because of malim b'kodesh. Another example of kal hamakudesh mechavero goes first is when you have a kohen, a levi, and a yisrael. Okay, so we know you give the aliyah to the kohen first, then the levi, and then the yisrael. Now, it's not for us to decide who's more kadosh, but generally that's the classification that Hashem made, dividing Klal Yisrael into three groups. Now the Mishnah ends. Para Mashiach ufar ha'eda omdim. If the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, has to bring a korban, the Kohen HaMashiach. So now we have Klal Yisrael also have to bring a korban for a sin. So whose korban goes first? The tzibur or the kohen gadol? So says the Mishnah, par ha-mashiach kodem lepar ha-eda b'chol ma'asav. The kohen gadol's korban goes first. Because really, he's the one that's officiating to bring kapara for Klal Yisrael on the Beit HaMikdash. So it's appropriate, just like on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol brings his korban before bringing the korban of the tzibur. Thank you for watching Torah Shows. Please check us out. I hope I can provide you a QR code for shiurim that you prefer. It should be a zechut for Reb Avram and Reb Aaron. And if you'd like to sponsor a shiur, adopt a Mishnah, and strengthen a program that is so vital. Yes, there were great gedolim that were against picture Mishnayot, and I agree that for many people it's mamish not important, but for the Hamon Am that needs picture to stimulate them, this is a very important series.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.